don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News, not a fun place to be, and that's why you come to us.
That's right. If you have to break bad news, you shouldn't do it alone.
No, and that's why we have Raelynn on the phone. Good morning, love. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you guys?
We're good. But
yeah.
Unfortunately, you have decided to call us and let us know you've got some issues that you have to break the bad news to someone.
Yeah, and I'm having a really hard time with it. I met this guy at a Brewers game like 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, we had a really fun time together, and we got pretty drunk, and we wound up, you know, spending the whole night together. And we didn't keep in touch after that night. But I'm pregnant, and it's been 7 months, and I haven't told him because we didn't keep in touch, so I just didn't know how.
Wow.
But yeah. I need to tell him. I need to, you know, and yeah. I'm 7 months pregnant. He needs to know.
And you're for sure that this is the guy? Like, you just weren't with any other person at this time?
Yeah, like, it's that's not even normally like me. Like, but we had so much fun, and it just, we were drunk, and it happened. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's definitely his. It was just definitely his. I know it was just one night, and we didn't keep in touch because that's what happens. Sometimes it's just one night,
right.
But like now this happened, you know, and it's been 7 months, and I don't know how to say it.
So you're almost ready to deliver your child. If you're 7 months ago, you've been and you've been pregnant.
Yeah, so. I'm getting more and more scared, and it's just building up, and I feel like I have to tell him.
Right. So you have even kept in contact with him?
No.
Wow.
Like, we never were in touch after that.
Oh,
and it's not that it was, like, bad.
Yeah.
It didn't end bad. It's just one of those things. Like, we both moved on. It was, like, a fun night.
Yeah.
And then it was a little, you know, it was, like, a little after that, you know, like, a month, you know, within a month. And it was just weird then. And then it's just gotten weirder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The time just has passed on.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, like, okay, I haven't called. All right. Now I should tell him. And then it's, like, another month. And it's just now it's 7 months. And I haven't told him.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine what you're going
through. That's gotta be so hard.
Very scary.
Yeah.
All right, well, honey, let's not wait any longer. What we'll do, we'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will help you to break the bad news to Everett. 7 months ago, you did. You guys had a great time, and you got a little intoxicated, but that doesn't matter. You just ended up having sex, and you know that you're pregnant, and this is the only guy that it happened with. So we're going to finally relay this. You're going to have a child in about 2 months. So it's happening next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go batshit cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News with Raelynn this morning. Wow, she has some huge news to deliver. Not to someone that she knows particularly too well.
No.
It's actually a guy she met about 7 months ago, hooked up with.
Yeah.
And the news she has to break is what, Tracy?
She's pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Hopefully the number is still the same.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's still available. I mean, there's so many things.
Right.
So, Raelynn, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear Tracy now in the background, but Everett will not. And then we'll eventually chime into your phone call. Okay.
Okay.
All right, girl, you got this.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. Okay.
All right.
All right. Good luck to you.
Hello.
Hi, Everett.
Yeah.
Hi. This is Raelynn. We met. I hope you remember me. We met at the Brewers game, like a bunch of months back.
Hi. Yeah.
How are you?
All right.
Oh.
That's
very short with her.
So, so it's been a while, right? It's been a bit, but so I've been wanting to get in touch with you since then. And, I don't know. Anyway, I have to just tell you something.
All right.
I'm pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
There it is.
Oh man.
I'm sorry. I had to just spit it out because I wasn't going to say I've been sorry. Go ahead. You can talk.
It's just kind of a dropping a fucking bomb. What?
Yeah.
Are you? I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but are you sure it's me?
Yes. I know you can ask that. Like, we had a one night thing, but I wasn't with anyone.
Okay, don't take this the wrong way. I know you, but think really hard. I mean, we did just kind of hook up at a Brewers game.
No, I don't have to think.
And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not calling you a or anything.
Oh,
but just, are you sure?
Everett.
Hi. Raylan, girl, we're chiming in, honey.
Yeah.
Hi, is this Everett?
Who is this?
Hi. Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, a great question.
This is Kristen Tracy from Kristen in the Morning Rush. We are friends of Raylan's. And it is true, my man. Huge news, by the way. Literally, we understand that this is like something that is surreal, that you've just been told that, you are going to be a daddy. But it is very, very true, though, Everett, that she is 100% telling you that you are the one. A woman knows when she does not sleep around and you are the only one she slept with, that you're the dad.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of blindsiding me here. I know. I'm freaking speechless. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that I'm trying to, in all seriousness, I mean, I think just to cover all our bases, we're going to have to get like a test or something.
I'm not
calling you a liar. I'm not saying you're a bad person, but
I understand.
We're going to have to get our freaking ducks in a row on this, because after I saw you a few months ago, I met someone and we've really hit it off. I mean, we've been together like over 6 months now, and I mean, she's really the one I want to be with. I mean, I'm thinking engagement. I'm trying to make plans to start thinking about. Yeah, Jesus.
You know what? I think that this is obviously a very sensitive topic. Of course it is. And I think we need to take this off the line and definitely getting a test done that. So, you know, both of you are 100% sure that this is your child together. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you do have to, of course, become mature adults about this and learn how to co-parent each other, if that's what you decide to do or not.
Right.
Yeah.
So we wish the best of luck to both of you.
All right, thank you guys so much.
All right, honey.
So much for your help.
All right. Bye-bye.
Krista
and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.